Dream it, believe it, achieve it. Join me every Thursday as we shine a light on young Namibians who are making waves and changing the game. Their stories will inspire you to dream big and reach for the stars. Tune in and take flight, because with Fly Namibia, the sky is just the beginning. This morning in the studio with me, I have Mr. Leonardo de Oliveira, a Fly Namibia pilot. Good morning.
Morning. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. And you?
I'm doing great, thank you.
So I believe that you grew up quite close to Eros Airport, and that exposure, I'm guessing that exposure would go one of two ways if you grew up near an airport. Either you want to get as far away from airplanes as possible, or you want to get into those airplanes.
Definitely not the other one. No, I grew up in Pioneer Park my entire life, so always near the airport, and you know, just hearing the engines, and I just knew I needed to be as close as possible I could get to an airplane, no matter what it was, if it was going to be flying, engineering, whatever the case was. I just knew I needed to be there.
Okay. So how did that happen then? Take us through, you know, from growing up in Pioneers Park, young boy, to now being a Fly Namibia pilot. How did that come about?
Far from what my parents could tell me, that I've always just been fascinated by, you know, flying, seeing the planes take off, just hearing them land. And I've always just known I wanted to fly, and that's... Growing up, I've always just said I wanted to become a pilot, and it stuck with me throughout my entire childhood, never changed. And in high school, then I knew we had Cigna came to our school to advertise me on the flight school, and I knew I'm going to join them. And in 2019, I did, and that was the first real experience I had in a cockpit. After taking off, I knew that this is exactly what I wanted to do.
So it's sitting in that cockpit, you know, this has been the dream for so long. And like you say, you know, you want to do this. But what is that feeling? Can you even explain it?
It was such a numbing experience for me. It was numb. And then once the realization kicked in, it was pure adrenaline. I can remember the first takeoff. I was laughing throughout the entire thing. It was so much excitement for me. It was all these dreams coming. You know, it was that moment just getting up. This is not my reality. I'm going to do this.
Okay. Obviously, a big part of you being where you are today is that you got to take part in the Fly Namibia bursary program as well. Where did you find out about that?
Ironically enough, I was in class. I was scrolling through Facebook at the time, and I saw the advert that they had. And, you know, my philosophy is always, if not, why not? So I tried, and because I knew I already had flight experience at the time when the bursary came out. So I applied. The worst thing anybody could say is no. And so I wanted to see how far I could take it. And yeah, I am today. Finally, I got the bursary. So just try, you know.
Okay. Talk to us then about what the bursary entails. What can people sort of get through the Fly Namibia bursary program?
Wow, you can really... I did not expect to get what I got with the Fly Namibia bursary program. I just thought we were going to train and we were going to fly, but it went above and beyond. It's a very, very tough process. It was six phases we had to go through, and it took an entire year to get to from applying to getting accepted. And yes, we did the flight training, and that was tough. And alongside the flight training, we did exposure into different operations of the aviation industry. We started with the check-in, ground handling. We did... We stayed at stores, the maintenance department. We did flight operations and quality assurance, where I'm currently staying at the moment.
Okay.
So you can really get a lot of very well-rounded foundation within the industry.
I mean, and obviously, like you say, you know, flying is the dream, it's the goal, it's the everything. But is there a sort of long-term aim?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I'm the very focused type, so I already want to get on to the next big things. I got my CPL with my IF, and I'm already trying to push for the next rating. Now I want to fly the 406, do some of the freight runs for Fly Namibia, and then push on to passenger flights and hopefully get on their ERJ. And, you know, that's not my limit. I want to see how far I can go.
Okay. You're throwing around a lot of aeroplane acronyms there that the rest of us don't really understand. But what we can get is, you know, bigger and better and further.
100%. Bigger planes all the way.
So as you said, you know, your philosophy being take the chance, the worst someone can say is no. You know, other than that, though, what advice would you give to anyone if they see the Fly Namibia bursary program being advertised and they've also always dreamed of flying and they're sort of sitting saying, should I, shouldn't I?
I would think, even if you feel that you aren't you know, capable. You might not meet the qualifications. Try it, you know, just go ahead. Build that network of people around you, because it really, really will be important.
Mm.
I couldn't do the bursary program without the people I had, you know, my family, my fellow bursars, the colleagues and the people I built my connection around in my offices. It really helped to give, you know, get that expertise from them and go forward. So I would definitely say, don't be shy. Take it, even if you think that you're not going to do it, because trust me, you are capable of way more than you think you are.
So you mentioned how all-encompassing the bursary program is. And I mean, obviously, becoming a pilot, it's intense. There's a lot of training. There's a lot of studying. Rightly so, because, you know, you don't want someone who doesn't know what they're doing being in charge of that airplane.
Yeah.
But how do you balance everything out?
Oh, like I said, that network of people around you, it was really tough. But if you can have people that push you to, you know, do better, to do those exams, because the exams were the most difficult thing.
Mm.
Like you say, you never stop learning when you're in the aviation industry. Regardless if you're a pilot or on the ground, you are constantly learning. So you need that person to push you. You need the people around you to help you balance the workload. It's really all about the people around you and the drive. You need that drive to do it yourself.
I'm going to give a little bit of a trick question, I suppose, maybe, because I know that the number one answer would be presumably getting to fly. But other than getting to fly, what is one of the highlights that you've had during the whole bursary, you know, program?
That is a trick question, because it's definitely about the flying for me. Wow, it was one of the highlights, actually. Okay, this is still flying. I got to fly with, you know, my friends and my cousin, who's also a pilot. So that was fun. The other highlight, I would say, is working in the departments and getting to be exposed to the knowledge, the immense knowledge that the people have in the industry. And it's also like, it's not one of those industries where people just do it because, you know, they just want a job. It's an industry created by people who have a passion. So you are built by people that want to make it better. And that was one of the highlights, is working with these passionate people.
Well, thank you so much for coming in, Leonardo. Maybe one day I'll get to be flown by you.
Probably very soon, hopefully.
Thank you.
Thank you.